street just trying to survive. Not enough for them to eat, struggle to get by. No jobs, no hope, bad state of mind. No love, no chance to ever find. Just trying to survive. Living in their cars, they're barely alive. Might as well be on Mars, maybe they'll thrive. No jobs, no hope, bad state of mind. No love, no chance to ever find. To survive. Barely alive. Just try to survive.
Hello, hello. It is that time again. You know, every other week, this is Unboxed. I'm really excited to be back in the studio. I subbed for someone. I believe, yeah, it was Eggo Waffles. Can't remember when, but between the time that we last aired and today. And yeah, I mean, it's always a pleasure being in here. So today it's just me. This is Isabel. And today like I said, it's just me. And so today I haven't honestly watched films that recently. I started watching a foreign language film called City of God, which a lot of people recommended, but I didn't get to finish it, so I'm not gonna speak about it because I don't know the whole thing. So maybe for another week, subbing. I'm hoping to sub because this is my last semester. So I mean, I'm graduating in like less than a month, which is crazy. So I want to be able to have this radio show, make the most of it, and maybe come back in the fall. I don't know. We'll see. I feel like that would be really exciting because I'm going to be in Boston. It's just a matter of making the trek. So yeah, this is Unboxed and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So I'm going to be discussing three films very briefly that I had to write a paper on for my international relations class on South Asia. So one is a Bollywood film called Razi, and then the other two are American films, so Zero Dark Thirty and Charlie Wilson's War. I'm not going to get like too deep into like the seriousness because they're all about conflicts that impacted a lot of people, and there's just heavy topics. Like, on Monday morning, we need something a little more uplifting, so I don't know, I just, because I had to write a paper on them, I did have to think about how they all fit together, but I'm not going to recite my paper on air, don't worry. But maybe just play, like, mostly music, and yeah, I mean, like, I hope everyone is having a good start to their week. It's the last week of classes, my last week of college classes, which is crazy. Yeah, I'm gonna miss it a lot here, but anyway, we don't need all of my sentimental stuff. I'll just play some music. Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah! to the edge.
The wound heals, but it never does. That's 'cause you at war with love. You at war with love.
These yeah. battle scars don't look like they're fading. Don't look like they're ever gone away. They ain't never gonna change. These battle
love. Never let a wound ruin me. But I feel like ruins wooing me. Arrow holes that never close from Cupid on a shooting spree. Feeling stupid 'cause I know it ain't no you and me. But when you're trying to beat the odds up and trying to keep your nods up, and you know that you should know and let it go. But the fear of the unknown hone another lover's phone sends you back into the zone. With no Tom Hanks to bring you home. A lover, not a fighter on the front line with a poem. Trying to write yourself a rifle, maybe sharpen up a song to fight the tanks and drones of you being alone.
I wish I never looked, I wish I never touched. I wish that I could stop loving you so much. Cause I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together.
Yeah.
When all of the signs say that I should forget
uh-huh.
it. I wish you were the best I ever had.
Yeah.
I wish that the good outweighed the bad. Cause
yeah.
it'll never be over. Until you tell me it's over.
Until you tell me
these
it's
bad.
Over. But you said it.
And I hope you never come back.
It shouldn't have happened, but you let it. Now you're down on the ground screaming medic. The only thing that comes is the post-traumatic stresses. Shields, body armors, and vests don't properly work. That's why you're in a locker full of hurt. The enemy within and all the fires from your friends. The best medicines to probably just let it win.
I wish I could feel, wish I could love. I wish that I could stop 'cause it hurts so much.
So much.
And I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together.
Yeah.
When all of the signs say that I should forget her.
Yeah.
I wish you were the best I ever had.
Hey.
I wish that the good outweighed the bad. 'Cause it'll never be over.
Because you at war with love.
And I'm at the point of breaking.
Uh-huh.
And it's impossible to shake it.
Yeah. See.
Oh.
You hope the wound heals, but it never does. That's 'cause you at war with love. Hope it heals, but it never does. That's 'cause you at war with.
Hello, hello. Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that song because I was, so basically Lupe Fiasco was supposed to be on at Tufts last week to give a talk, but he wasn't able to be there. So it was just D1 who is another rapper, not as well known of course, but I don't know, I was really looking forward to seeing Lupe Fiasco, but still the talk was really, really interesting, about the intersection of, rap and education, how D1 and Lupe Fiasco, took rap to educate others, and why it's such a forceful mechanism for learning and education. And it's also funny because this song mentions Tom Hanks, which I did not realize until just this listen. And I've been listening to the song like frequently because in the lead up to the talk, I was like, okay, let me just listen to Lupe. You know, I knew his work. I liked him, but I hadn't listened to him in a little while. So I was like, let me do my due diligence. And yeah, they mentioned Tom Hanks, who plays Charlie Wilson in Charlie Wilson's War. So I don't know. I thought I was like, wow. So this song really is perfect for this show. I'm kind of going to go back and forth a little bit about like songs based on the three films. So like a little bit of everything. This next song is No Time to Die, Billie Eilish, and I felt this was pursuant to The Zero Dark Thirty. I might play some of the soundtrack because from that film, because it is really good, but I don't know, I just felt like so the main character in that film is Maya, and when Maya's colleague is killed in a suicide bombing, I just thought it was interesting that we don't really know much about Maya. We don't know about her personal life. We just see her like intent on finding Bin Laden. But this is the one instance where we do see her break down. But ultimately, you know, because she's really torn up about her friend's death. And you see that friendship blossom over the course of the film. So I guess that is something, but it is in the context of work. I mean, they go out for drinks and stuff, but they are colleagues at the end of the day. So, but she gets back up and she, you know, continues her search for Bin Laden. And she's just a really strong character because, you know, mostly everyone else around her at the CIA are men. And so it was interesting to, you know, observe her interactions with all these men and see how she had to compose herself and, you know, be very firm about what she needed, what she wanted. Just a strong female character. So I feel like Billie Eilish is a strong female as well. And the themes of the song connect well. So yeah, without further ado, let's get to it.
Blood you bleed is just the blood you own. We were a pair, but I saw you there. Too much to bear. You were my life, but life is far. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to love you?
just no time to die. Return another lesson yet to learn that I'd fall for life. You were never on my side. Fool me once, fool me twice. How you die. Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, that was the soundtrack from, or one song off the soundtrack of Zero Dark Thirty. And I wanted to play it because, so it's called Flight to Compound. So this is at the very end of the film where, spoiler alert, they, you know, find Bin Laden in his compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. I just felt like this score was so haunting. I love it. Like, it really set the tone, and it definitely built up the anticipation, suspense. I felt like it was a really, really good song for the occasion, and hopefully I didn't raise your guys' heart rate too much with it, but I just felt like it should be included. But now is the time for a PSA. This is somewhat CIA inspired, maybe? Security? Anyway, because I don't want to do another gun safety one. I feel like that would be a throwaway. So let's do this one, okay? Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, next up, we will be playing another Billie Eilish song. She has a lot of, like, super, you know, girl power, even though that sounds cringy, but, songs I just feel like are fitting for the occasion. And also, in Razi, that is the Bollywood film, so a lot of people don't know it, but it's a really good film. And I believe you can watch it on Canopy if you're a Tufts student for free. So there you go. But there's another really strong female protagonist in addition to Zero Dark Thirty's Maya Harris. This is Samat Khan, and who agrees to do this very dangerous undercover operation. And she's from India, but she agrees to go to Pakistan and live a double life. And she's married into a Pakistani military family, so she is there to gather intelligence. She's just, you know, really an incredibly strong person, and also very determined, like Maya, to help her country. So, yeah, I'm gonna play some more songs. So this is, I'm inspired by both of them. So, yes, I hope you enjoy. Let's get the show on the road.
Bite my tongue, bite my time, wearing a warning sign. Wait till the world is mine. Visions I vandalize, cold in my kingdom size, fell for these ocean eyes. You should see me in a crowd. I'm gonna run, there's nothing to hide. Watch me make them bow. One by one, by one, one.
the future live today. We are the future live today. Erase the barricade. Couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off.
this is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment. So overdue.
I realize I've been playing a lot of, you know, I mean, this and No Time to Die or James Bond soundtrack from, yeah, but, you know, Secret Agent, I guess, it fits in with Rosie, because she is also undercover, and I also just felt like this song really spoke to when her cover is blown, really this, I would say more of the second time, because it's her husband figures it out, and it's kind of like this reckoning where it's like, he asks her, was any of this real? You know, he thought like they loved each other. And she has to say, like, nothing comes before my country. And it's like, I had to do what I had to do to help my country. And so it's kind of the sky falling because she almost has to, like, shoot her husband. So, yeah, like, it's a very, very fired up moment in the film. It's kind of like the reckoning of, you know, who has she hurt? But in the end, you know, it was for the sake of India's security. But yeah, I think she was, like, throughout the film coming to realize all the sacrifices that she had to make and all the lives that she hurt for her greater goal to be realized and for her to carry out her father's legacy. So, yes, incredibly strong person. But the hour's almost up. I didn't even talk about Charlie Wilson's War. But I also feel like that was probably my least favorite out of the three films. So I got the Tom Hanks in there, though. So, but yeah, I'll play out a few more songs. This is Unboxed, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great rest of your day.
You don't have to hide away, yeah. You'll be